talking to Tim Hicks today. We got him on the phone here. You there, Tim?
Yeah, man. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, buddy. How are you doing?
Good.
I saw that you just won Fan's Choice in Ontario. Congratulations.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that.
Yeah. So 2024 is killing it. I know that you got a pretty busy summer ahead. So how are things going in your world, buddy?
Oh, fantastic, dude. So still, they're still letting me put out records, which is a whole lot of fun 12 years in. And people still seem to be interested, which is even better. We got a summer full of dates in our pocket, and I'm going to go over to the UK and play, and some shows in Germany and Australia in the fall. So flying the Canadian flag everywhere we go, man, just trying to keep the train going, as they say.
Yeah, man, and I saw that you have a bunch of overseas dates. What's the furthest you've ever played from home before?
Oh, that's a good question. I mean, as an artist, probably the furthest is Australia. But I was a working musician for almost 20 years before I ever had a song on the radio. And I've played all over the world. I've played in Russia and the Falkland Islands and all over South America and Europe a ton. And so I've been very lucky that I've been able to travel the world with a guitar on my back. That's for sure.
Yeah, no kidding. I've only ever been to shows in Canada and the United States. Would you say that like things overseas at shows, like mannerisms and the general vibe, are things quite different, or is it all familiar?
It's very, very familiar, especially like, you know, when you play in Commonwealth places like the UK or like Australia.
Yeah.
They're very similar to Canada, you know, and they love Canadians, so it makes it easy, you know. I would say the Germans are a little bit more reserved, which is fine. But yeah, man, I mean, mostly country music fans are the same worldwide, so that makes it, in my job, pretty easy when we go in to do our thing, you know?
Absolutely, man. Well, I mean, if I had a plane ticket, I would definitely go over and check that out. We're standing your new single, One More. Love the song, man. You have such a knack for writing these songs that the first time I ever saw you live, it was at Craven at Country Thunder, and you were singing Stronger Beer. Oh, yeah. Hot minute. The crowning memories for it for me. You were singing Stronger Beer, and everyone had their beers raised in the air, swaying along with it. Mm-hmm. You have such a knack for writing these songs that are kind of anthemic, you know, people sing it back, and it's so fun. And One More is absolutely one of those, like, anthemic. How did this...
Thank you so much. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, no, like, how did this all come together?
So, I wrote this song in January with Jeff Copeland and this guy, Dan Couch. And Dan Couch is best known for the early Kip Moore stuff, like Something About a Truck. And he is a great, great lyricist. And Jeff and I, because, like, Copeland and I, like, we've written so many songs together. We've done so many records together. He's my producer most of the time. We have this standing agreement that whenever we write with Dan, we don't say anything, and we just make it as uncomfortable on him as possible until he outs the title of the right, because he is so freaking talented that, you know, sometimes we'll be writing a song that we want to write, and midway through the write, he'll just stop and go, okay, enough of that. This is what we're writing today. And he spits out the first verse and chorus of something epic, right? So,
wow.
So on the day, he comes in, and, like, we're making it uncomfortable on him, and, you know, in a fun way, right? So so we're like, well, what do you guys got? What do you want to write? And I'm like, well, what do you got, Dan? He goes, well, I got this one thing. He said, it's kind of, I don't know, though, it's kind of like a John Denver sort of stomp clap, like, thank God I'm a country boy thing, but it's all about, you know, like, one more sunset, one more sunrise, that kind of thing. It's just sort of like about, you know, loving what you have and not wanting for more. And we were like, well, that sounds interesting. And he's not a singer. So we kind of make him in the room sing his little idea. And it was brilliant, man. Like, right away, the hair on the back of my neck stood up. So we wrote it that day, and I was just telling our friends there at CJWW that what's special about the recording is that when you're done writing a song, you do what we call a work tape, which is basically a glorified tape recording of your song. You just put your iPhone on voice memo, and you record your song. Just sing it in the room, and everybody just sort of bashes along with it. But we cut the work tape to a metronome with the idea that Jeff could create the track around it. And so we were able to snip that outro na-na-na part, like the Hey Jude, you know, na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
The sing-along, yeah.
Sing-along part. We were able to snip that work, the track out from the work tape and incorporate it into the actual recording. So that initial spark of creativity that happened in the room in that moment we have on the master recording, which to me is like, that's like a shot in the dark. Like you never get to do that as an artist. And so every time I listen to that song, I can hear Dan singing and Jeff singing and me singing, because it sounds different to my ear than the rest of the slick recording parts around it. So I can hear through it, and I get a kick out of it every time I hear it. I just think, wow, that is so cool that we were able to snip that part on the end and incorporate it into the master recording.
Oh man, no kidding. And the fact that your guys were able to capture that moment, I mean, like anybody listening, that kind of brings them into that room with you guys.
Yes, exactly. In the moment, like the moment that it was like, hey, you know what we should do? We should do a na-na-na part on the end. And everyone went, yes. And we did a little work tape of it, and boom, now it's on the master recording. So, you know, it's like being the party country guy is all well and good, because that happened very naturally out of playing in bars for so many years. But now I'm a dozen years into my career. So I'm looking for songs that, you know, are different than Here Comes the Thunder and Stomping Ground, and that, you know, say something. And a song like One More really hits that nail on the head for me, like, just, you know, because I'm that guy. Like, I'm the guy that gets wrapped up in the day-to-day of life and wrapped up in how my song's doing in the chart, or how, you know, how well this show went or didn't go. And that song is a reminder to me, and hopefully to other people, to just slow down a little bit and just enjoy what you have, because, you know, you'll be forever looking over the fence going, I wish I have that, I wish I have that, I wish I have that. You know, you just gotta stop doing that and really be thankful for what we have right here in our laps, you know?
Absolutely. And I mean, especially when you get into, you know, a busy career, whether it's in music or otherwise, like you said, it's easy for time to get away from you. And then it's easy to kind of look back and regret not slowing down and smelling the roses. So it's just nice to have more reminders out there for that.
Yeah. And the video turned out great, too, with the signs. Like, it was...
Yes.
You know, when I saw the first cut of it, I was so impressed. And I got to say, so I watched it with my wife and kids, and there was a discussion when we cut the video whether or not we were going to use actors, so whether they'd be plants and make it look real, but, you know, or just approach regular people on the street. And I remember saying, like, guys, I think we should use actors. Like, you never know what you're going to get if you approach strangers. So I had made the assumption that everybody in the video was an actor, and my kids asked me, Dad, are those real people, or, like, are those real stories, and what they're saying is real, or is that scripted? And I said, oh yeah, they're actors. And then I had a call with the director, Adam Rothline, and I said, man, all those actors you got were fantastic. He goes, what are you talking about? Those are real people. It made it that much better for me. I was like, oh my God. So the guy at the beginning, like, you get your blessings back, you know, one more chance to volunteer. Like, those are real sentiments from real people, you know, which was really special.
Yes, with this, like, what you see is what you get. And man, I love that. Again, because, like, the song is such a relatable thing, and, like, the video, it just kind of takes that and runs with it.
Yeah, thank you, Jerry. Appreciate that, man. I'm excited about it. I think fans can tell that I'm excited about it, and we played it already. We kicked off our summer on the weekend in a place called Fergus, Ontario, and we played it for the first time, and we had everybody singing that now part at the end. It was really cool.
And again, we're talking to Tim Hicks about his brand new single, One More. It's something that I could see myself standing in the crowd and swaying my drink up in the air and singing along with, and it's a song that you feel good doing it too, because it reminds you about the important things in life. And just thank you so much for putting that out into the world, Tim.
Oh, my pleasure, man. Thank you for playing it. Appreciate
yes.
It.
One More, new single from Tim Hicks. And again, you got to check out the music video. It's just the whole thing about everybody holding up signs, highlighting the things that they appreciate in life. And it's a good lesson that a lot of us can learn. I know you got a busy summer ahead of you, a lot of music festivals. Again, you're playing over in the UK and in Germany.
Yeah.
Once you get past that, like, do you have any hard plans for the future here as Tim Hicks?
Yeah, man. I think we're looking forward to dropping an album in 25. And getting out to tour it. So hopefully we'll be out your way and be able to come and see everybody.
Man, we'll be there with bells on, my friend.
And a sign in hand.
Yeah, yes.